This is Sunday's message. Well, Pastor Kim and his wife are away this weekend to Canada for a wedding. So we send a blessing to them and the family. And I will be giving the message today. So in my time of prayer, asking the Lord for what he wanted for today, Sunday, the Holy Spirit gave me this word for the church. I'm going to read it, and then we can share our discernment as to what he is saying to us. So I pray now for ears to hear and hearts to perceive what the Holy Spirit is saying to us through this word today. And this is what he said. I have not beckoned you to come. Have I not beckoned you to come to me? I hear your knock at my door, but it is weak. Now is not a time for weakness. It is a time for strength in action. I will bring the fire if you will fan the flames. I will draw you into a deeper place of peace if you will allow me to fill that void that you feel right now. Cast off the heavy garments, put on the new. The new will allow you to move more freely. Nothing can hold you back from me in the new garments I have prepared. Listen, church, there is a time coming when I am fully alive. You have moved out of the place where the world has held you captive to a place of rest with me. In that place are the keys to unlock all those doors to the new kingdom here on earth, a new Jerusalem. Right under your feet. Walk on with your keys. They will open up new opportunities to bring in more abundance, more than you have ever seen or possibly conceived as being available to you. It is available and attainable. Much will be required of you. It will be important to focus totally on me and allow my Holy Spirit to work from within. Don't doubt yourselves. I will make everything as clear as a crystal glass. Even the sounds you make through the silence will be music to my ears. Excuse me. Hear me now. Use your resources wisely. Pray, then take action. Let me be the guide. Many are ready to come into the kingdom. They will seek you out. You have it all to give them. Your lights are beaming. They will come like the sound of rushing water, desiring what you have to give them. Me. That is the important key to everlasting life. That's the golden key. The silver key is for salvation. Give it out freely. The copper key will be for nourishment by the word. That will be the key to unlock the mysteries, to keep them coming back. The brass key will unlock the door to peace, my peace that surpasses all understanding. Excuse me for a minute. These things that I have told you are for what I have for you today. Hold all in your hearts. They will come to pass one by one, like the layer of an onion being peeled back. But as they unfold, it will smell as sweet as a rose. That's how you will know it is me. Thank you, Lord. And some scriptures that I have with this word. Matthew 11:28, Hebrews 12:29, Ephesians 4:24, Revelation 21:9-10, and Daniel 2:35.